are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, it appears the feds have identified the filmmaker who made an anti-Muslim film that has sparked these riots throughout the Middle East and Northern Africa. He was not Jewish nor Israeli. His name, under although he's taken multiple aliases, is Nakula Baseli Nakula. From what we understand, a Coptic Christian in Southern California who is 55 years old, is behind the film that denigrated Islam and the Prophet Muhammad, sparked multiple protests earlier this week, including Tunisia today, where an American school was burned in the capital city of Tunis. From what we understand, no children were in school today, thus no children casualties at this time, thank heavens. From what we understand, he has had many run-ins with the law, including bank fraud. I believe he served jail time in 2010. He served jail time. He was also urged not to use his computer. He was not allowed to use his computer without federal permission. He also went by multiple alias names, including PJ Tobacco. He, from what I understand, made meth. He was attempting, had an intent to make methamphetamine in 1997. So from what we understand, he lives in Southern California. Nakula Basi Nakula had also opened a string of bank accounts under assumed names, transferring money between them with bogus checks, withdrawing cash before they bounced, had been jailed back in 2009, it looks like, for 21 months. Also, he has been on probation. I don't know if he's currently on probation. A neighbor who lives opposite the home, which Nakula shares with his wife and three children, confirmed that six police cars went to the house last night and left after 3 hours. We don't know if this gentleman is being charged at this time. Of course, there is concerns if he did violate any of his probation, if he was on the computer and making films. He allegedly told AP Network News that he was Israeli, he was Jewish, Jews sponsored this movie, had funded the movie, and from what we understand, none of that was true. Court papers say that Nakula served 21 months in prison and paid out $794,000 for bank fraud in 2001 using aliases Mark Baseli, Yosef Baseli, Nicola Baseli, Erwin Salome in the past. They had interviewed one of the actresses in the movie film that he had made, and she said that he had convinced her that he was Egyptian, and this was a movie for Egypt. He violated his parole back in 2011, had to go back into his house. Production of the film started, I believe, August of 2011. So he had worked on the script both in prison and his halfway house, from what we understand. And then when he got out, filmed. Of course, this has been causing huge riots, huge protests, from multiple groups throughout multiple countries. And like I said, as of today, we heard that there was a destruction of an American school in Tunis, Tunisia. Also in news today, North Dakota University and University of Texas Austin had to be evacuated for bomb threats. Apparently, a man with a quote-unquote Middle Eastern accent had called saying there were bombs all over the campus and they were going to go off within 90 minutes. So both schools had evacuated. From what we understand, no bombs have thus been found. Thank heavens. So as we get more news on this, we will keep you posted. But boy, this guy is one crafty little, you know. They say the entire cast and crew were extremely upset and they feel taken advantage of by the producer. They said, we were 100% not behind this film and were grossly misled about its intent and purpose. Some of them said, we are shocked by the drastic rewrites of the script and lies that were told to all involved. We are deeply saddened by the tragedies that have occurred. You know, I mean, some of these people, their lives are at risk now, too. I mean, people want the filmmaker dead. In Egypt, we've been told that certain leaders in Egypt want him to die of Sharia law, Islamic law. They even actually, what was interesting is there were actually people from Syria, Iraq, Turkey, Pakistan, Iran, working on the film. You know, people of multiple countries from the Middle East had worked on the film, but from what we understand, they were duped into what the motives were. Yeah, guys, be careful. Whenever you're going to be involved in a film, I know this whole reality TV kick has gotten everybody's appetite whetted to be in TV, and that's a big thing now. You know, oh, we're going to make a film. This is reality TV. We're going to publish a documentary. It's going to be all over the news or History Channel or whatever. Please be very careful. Look up who your production company is. Look up who your producer is. Know who you're working with. I know you want to become famous, but you don't want to become infamous. You don't want to be a part of something that has caused such distress in multiple Islamic communities. And, people want his head, and we don't know about the safety of the actual people who worked on the film as well. I mean, it's hard to say after the fact, oh, I didn't know. I had no idea what I was doing. Yeah, you know, it's very easy to be edited and misedited. You know, there was a tragedy in town where there was a doctor who had gotten into a fight with somebody who had accosted his wife and verbally assaulted her, and so the doctor pushed him, and the person fell, hit his head. A couple days later, he died. Well, when people were interviewing those who knew this doctor, many of them were like, "We know this doctor. I mean, he's an amazing man. We love him. You know, we're shocked by this tragedy. We've never known him to, you know, have you know, had a violent streak. I mean, unfortunately, when he pushed, the guy tripped and such a tragedy happened. But remember the earlier part of the quote, we love him." Somebody could very easily say, how do you feel about the doctor now that he caused the death of somebody? Mary says, we love him. You see, you got to be very, very careful with sound bites. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
My name is Gary Johnson. Today I reach out to you, members of all political parties, including the disaffected and disillusioned among the Republicans and Democrats. Today there's a handful of people in Washington ruining America for 330 million of us. They've kept our nation in a state of perpetual war and increasing unsustainable debt. This small group has presided over the elimination of our Bill of Rights and the systematic dismantling of our freedoms guaranteed us under our Constitution. We the people will never agree on the small things, but let's agree on the big thing. Our leaders have blown it. America is better and brighter than this. Be libertarian with me this one time, and I'll prove it to you. Live free.
Gary Johnson, Libertarian for President.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I also want to give a big shout out to our podcast listeners. Thank you guys for giving us the feedback on the podcast. I'm glad you're getting them. I'm glad they're entertaining you. I know every now and then I take a day off because I either have a meeting or a trip or a conference to go to, and I do apologize whenever you download reruns, but we try to make it as rare as possible. And a rerun of the Dr. Dahlia Show ain't that bad, all right? For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dial. So the FDA is detaining mango imports from one Mexican packing house after the company was linked to salmonella illnesses in 16 states. Looks like they found that a mango supplier with multiple plantations and a single packing house located in Sinaloa, Mexico, has had an alert. The United States will not accept the imports unless the company can show testing that proves the mangoes are safe. I guess it was a mango salmonella scare, right? We've had a watermelon salmonella scare. I can't even keep track. Apparently the Daniella brand mangoes were recalled by a California importer last month after they were linked to 105 salmonella illnesses in the country, most of them in California. All right. Apparently, these were sold between July 12th and August 29th. Salmonella poisoning usually will hit a little quicker than listeria, diarrhea, nausea, vomiting. Sometimes you could get a rash, fever, you know, any of those symptoms. Make sure you get checked out. Don't forget to remind your doctor that you did have some sort of fruit, could possibly be linked to salmonella. Make sure you get tested. Very easy to screen and test you for it. They look at your diarrhea. They look at your stool and do stool cultures. We could find out what's in your stool by culturing your stool. It takes a few days. Yeah, you got to poop in a cup. Is it really that hard to poop in a cup? Really? You don't have to poop in a cup in the doctor's office. You take the cup home, you put the poop in the cup, and then you bring it to the doctor's office. Never mail it in an unmarked envelope because we stick our fingers in it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Birth control may actually boost a woman's risk of carrying the nasty staph bacteria. Is that crazy? They say taking birth control pills may make women's bodies more hospitable to staph. Women taking the hormone contraception were twice as likely to harbor staph in their nasal passages. Now, many of us have staph aureus, regular staph, okay? I don't really see where there would be an issue with the nastier staph. They think many of the women did actually have the more benign staph. Usually the staph, it sits on your skin, it sits in your nasal passages, but this staph, when it gets involved into cuts and scratches, etc., can enter the bloodstream and become lethal, especially if you're weakened. Now, the study does not know why it does it. They just found an association. So they think 20% of women carry staph in their nose and nasal passages because 20% of our population uses birth control. Apparently what happened was this is a German study. Dr. Nerjati and colleagues analyzed information from 1,100 young men and women who were seeking health advice before traveling to subtropical regions, and they got their nose swabbed. A little simple Q-tip type swab that we use. 22% had staph on their nasal passages. Women who were on birth control had 1.9 times more likely the possibility of being a carrier. Now, high estrogen levels have also been found to put you more at link to staph aureus. Maybe it's because, you know, hormones really beef up and juice up a lot of our passages. For example, let's say you have some bleeding in the vaginal area. Let's say you had sex. I know men, you can't relate to this, but if your ladies are listening, all right, let's say you ripped or you tore, we give you estrogen because it kind of beefs it up, restores some circulation, makes it more juicy and workable. And so many women with atrophic vaginitis or many virgins will give a little bit of estrogen to if they had any tearing, et cetera, assuming there was no, obviously, abuse or anything like that. And so you almost wonder, maybe staph likes wet, right? We've talked about how you'll find staph, MRSA, the nasty staph, in gyms. They're very easily spread by contact, wet type of contact. And nasal passages are wet. So sometimes my guess is maybe the estrogen hormone makes things more juicy, more plump, and it allows staph to harbor a little bit more. Okay. Let me see. That's my opinion. I know I should really come up with a fascinating study where other radio hosts are quoting me. Well, Dr. Dahlia found this. I don't have time to do these studies. I definitely have no time to look up people's nasal because I do that enough during the day. All right. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. A rare spider puts a $15 million highway construction project on hold. Apparently, the Breaking Bat Cave Mesh Weaver spider, who knew, was discovered in September this month, living in a highway construction site in San Antonio, Texas. Now, biologists think the spider is cool, yet local residents are kind of upset because road work has stopped. This is the second time that the species has been spotted in more than 30 years. It is a rare spider, and the work site could be a natural spider habitat. So right now, there's this big investigation into it because the Endangered Species Act, which was, Endangered Species Act, now will put the construction project on hold as U.S. Fish and Wildlife officials and the FHA, the Federal Highway Administration, figures out how to proceed. You got a spider living there that could be on the endangered species list, a new type of species. We need to halt everything to figure it out. I don't know why they just don't move it. Bring a couple leaves. Bring it spider web. But I know that doesn't work. It'll have a cow. The translucent spider, it's practically see-through, lives in caves, was discovered 2 weeks ago in a six-foot-deep hole that was only revealed after heavy pain had hit Texas. The rare arachnid was collected in a bottle by a biologist, and now they are investigating its living area. Unfortunately, the spider did have to be killed. Oh, wait a second, they killed the spider anyway. They did have to kill and dissect it, which is apparently legal to do as long as you have a federal permit. Which means be careful. If you have a weird spider in your house and you kill it without a federal permit, oh, you're dead man walking. See, when I see a spider, I use hairspray. If my husband's not around to kill the spider, I spray the spider with hairspray. But what happens if it's on the endangered species list? You could be in trouble if you don't have a federal permit. But I could just say I didn't try to kill it. I just tried to fix its hair with hairspray. A total of 19 holes have been discovered, and biologists believe the site could be a spider habitat, though many spiders continue to be analyzed to see if they're also endangered. I don't like spiders. So right now, because the underpass construction project is on hold, the 80,000 vehicles that cross through are basically dealing with delays, and from what I understand, it's kind of a nightmare, all because of a spider. So we will keep you posted on the spider. Also in news today, the FDA has warned about blistering and burns from these topical muscle and joint pain busters. Many Bengay and Icy Hot that we use on our skin, apparently they have found at least 43 people have complained of pretty decent burns, some of them third degree, from the menthol or menthol salicylate or capsaicin that is in them. Now, most of the burns were from the menthol or the menthol salicylate. Many of the products are Bengay, Icy Hot, capsaicin, Flexol, mentholatum, but they can cause skin damage. And what we recommend is to always, whenever you use any topical, even if it's a makeup, even if it's a cream, always put a little bit on your hand or in a place that wouldn't be cosmetically apparent if you did get a burn that could scar you. Because you don't know what you're putting on. You know, I warned you guys a couple hours ago on the show that many times we get our cosmetics online instead of going through our Avon or Mary Kay, et cetera, because it's cheaper. I mean, you could buy MAC products online rather than going to the store. Yet when you're going to the store, it's a heck of a lot safer than getting things online. And many times we get things online, then we can't wait to throw it on our face. Be careful. In terms of this, with these pain relievers, they say do not put on your genitals, do not put on your face, do not put it near your eyes. Make sure you stop the product if there's any redness or burning or blistering. Always wash it off. As soon as you get that, use cool water to try to neutralize it right away. Notify your doctor. You may also need to get a tetanus shot, of course, as with any burns. And don't use a heating pad. When you use these Icy Hots or Bengays because you have pain, a lot of times you'll put it on and then you'll use a heating pad. A lot of times the heating pad can accelerate the burn and the inflammation that you have. And if that's the case, also you have no idea if heat can cause a chemical reaction. Remember, your body is 98.5, right? 98.6. Okay, that's hot, but adding a heating pad can easily raise into the hundreds that could cause a chemical reaction and you burn. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877, Doc Dolly.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient
nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Here it is, another election year. And here you are again, wishing you knew more about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the other amendments, and the Declaration of Independence. But who has the time to study? Wouldn't it be nice if you could simply listen to them? And wouldn't it be great if they came packaged with an index? Yep, an index that lets you go to any part of the founding documents just by punching in a track number on your computer or CD player. What exactly is the Ninth Amendment? Track 10, play. It's that simple. The Founding Documents Collection on audio CD. To get yours now, just go to Amazon.com and type in Founding Documents Collection CD. For just $19.95 and $3.99 shipping and handling, you'll have the firepower you need to argue from the ultimate facts that form our nation's foundation. Want to be a hero? Get one for you and give another to your local school for Constitution Day. Go to Amazon.com now and type in Founding Documents Collection CD.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. GibsonsHealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from GibsonsHealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Don't forget a little bit later when you are on Facebook fiddling around, don't forget to search the Dr. Dahlia Show. Connect to us. Love to see who's listening to the show and be able to connect. Also follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. Don't forget we have a free Android app. Hopefully the iPhone app will be coming up soon. As soon as we hear that iPhone has launched our Dr. Dahlia Show app, we'll let you know. But right now it's on Android phones. So download it and you can listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show anytime. For those of you that want to call in, we're at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Or 1-877-362-3254. So it looks like smokers may actually have more sleep problems than we think. Apparently another German study looked at 2,000 people. And they found that those who smoked, 17% got fewer than 6 hours of sleep each night. And almost a third of them reported disturbed sleep quality. So smokers don't seem to sleep well. Now, what is it? Is it the cough? Is it the nicotine? They don't know. They can't prove that smoking directly does. They just see that coincidentally, many people don't smoke. Is it because many people who smoke maybe are a little nervous, so they can't shut things down, shut things off at night in their minds? I would probably just blame the nicotine. I would say the nicotine, because it's a stimulant, is, you know, causing you to not be able to, you know, rest as comfortably as you would. The problem is poor sleep quality is linked to so many health conditions. I mean, not only, you know, does nicotine put you at risk for cancer because it paralyzes the cilia in your bronchioles so you can't flush out carcinogens, not to mention the tobacco causes cancer in and of itself. A lot of people don't realize how nicotine is a carcinogen. Nicotine itself is a carcinogen, which is why I'm not a huge fan of the patches and gums, because nicotine paralyzes that little brush cilia border that spews things out of your respiratory tree. Very important. But of course, you know, nicotine causes you to have trouble breathing, or have trouble, you know, winding down. I also, you wonder about sleep apnea. I mean, if you cut your, oxygen supply when you sleep apnea, you could have obstructive or central. You know, central is where your body, you know, has difficulty regulating your breathing center while you sleep, whereas obstructive is something is obstructing the airway. And obstructing the airway could be your large tongue falling to the back of the throat. It could be your big tonsils. It could be the weight around your neck. Or some of us are just born with a very small oropharynx. You know, one of my sons, extremely wide, other one narrow. You know, sometimes it's just born. They're just born that way. And when you cut off your air supply, your oxygen level drops. Some of you drop extremely low, scarily low. And so when you smoke and you already have lungs that can't absorb the oxygen like it needs to, you're probably going to get a little restless and try to wake up. A lot of sleep apnea patients say they have restless sleep, not only because they were sleeping with less oxygen than they are when they're awake, but because their body tries to wake them up to get oxygen. That's why you gag in your sleep, because your body wants you to get oxygen. Your body's trying to wake your butt up to move or flip over on your side, which is why sleep apnea patients really shouldn't sleep on their back, but I know it's hard with the mask. It makes sense. It makes sense that smoking could be a culprit. I'm not surprised. Okay, this is an interesting study. They say cancer survivors prefer to stay with their cancer doctors even if their cancer is done. They say even after cancer patients beat their disease, many still have health issues related to their treatment, like whether it's cardiovascular or bone, etc. And they looked at prostate cancer and breast cancer survivors, and many of them still want to see their oncologist when health issues crop up. You know, this idea of being cancer-free sometimes doesn't set in. And many of them, they aren't confident that their primary care physicians are equipped to answer or address their post-cancer health needs. It's a shame, because many of us family doctors, we are equipped, but I have no problem with my patients staying on board with their oncologists. I got to tell you, the oncologists have some of the best bedside manner. I, you know, people think, oh, yeah, a cancer doctor and a blood doctor, hematologist might not be the most, you know, fun. They don't have to be fun. They have to be someone who will listen and not think you're a hypochondriac and welcome your visits, you know, to evaluate if anything comes up. Now, they say one-third of 36 million annual office visits made for cancer care are at primary care doctor offices. We think those numbers are going to increase because, unfortunately, oncologists or cancer doctors are going to be in more short supply. You know, remember, a lot of oncologists, unfortunately, are forced to take Medicare. And Medicare, if they don't pay on every claim or with the cuts, or with the penalties of Medicare, many doctors don't find oncology to be as lucrative or safe a profession. And so many patients who prefer to be with their cancer doctor are going to probably have to go back to their primary care doctor, which puts a lot more pressure on the primary care doctor to be able to do post-cancer treatment type of care. So basically it goes on to this, study saying how people, you know, wish to stay with the doctor of their choice. I know. I'm kind of nervous. I'm definitely kind of nervous on, you know, where healthcare is going to go because our choices are dwindling. You know, as we're going through this recession, as we're going through healthcare changes, as doctors are leaving, you have less choice. And depending on what happens with Obamacare, if insurances continue the way they're going with the Obamacare changes, they're going to cover less and less. We had a patient yesterday that came in whose insurance only allows 2 visits a year. That's it. 2 doctor visits a year. That's all they pay for. And he's like, what the heck am I paying premiums for? And I know some of you are like, well, that's why we need Obamacare. That's why we need some sort of regulation. He said this was new. Okay, for some reason, these changes are occurring post-Obamacare law being passed. So from what we understand, now, if insurance companies have to cover your mammogram, have to cover your colonoscopy, have to cover a physical, they'll cover it. But they ain't going to cover anything else, which means if you're going to get that done, you only got 2 visits. I mean, depending on your insurance to do that with. And by the way, know your insurance, okay? Unfortunately, this patient was shocked. I don't blame him for being shocked. Know what you're purchasing. Many of us pick the cheapest plan, and many of us don't go to the doctor more than a couple times a year. But, you know, how could you predict what you need in that year? And for an insurance to only cover 2 visits, but remember, if in those 2 visits they cover everything Obamacare demands, they're doing what the law states. But now you have to come out of pocket to see a doctor for the visits they don't cover. Some insurance only covers 4 visits a year. Some only cover 6. The moral of the story is you're going to probably have to save up some cash so that whatever your insurance doesn't cover, you could pay out of pocket. Because remember, the insurance plan insurances are going to be mandated to have is going to be a very skeleton, bleak, scant type of plan. They're going to cover only what Obamacare demands and nothing else. And realize, if they need to take you on with a pre-existing condition, all right, they're going to want to limit the amount of times you could be seen. Okay, remember, if you are putting dues into these insurance companies all these years before you get sick, like with life insurance, and they have to take you day one with a pre-existing condition, they're going to go broke unless they really rake in the premiums or cut back on what they pay out for your pre-existing condition. So I could see why insurance companies have only 2 visits a year. They'll cover you. You have asthma, they'll cover you, but for only 2 visits. It's really a passive-aggressive routine. But again, Obamacare was not thought out. I love the fact that insurance companies have to cover you for pre-existing conditions. But nobody thought out, how do you do that if you aren't paying premiums this whole time? What do they do? An insurance company can't take on a $200,000 hospital bill day one. Well, some can. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-D, excuse me, A-L-I. Boy, that was lovely. Aren't I ladylike? I know. I have yet to do a real burp. I mean, you got to see. I have like a root beer float, and I could do like a two-minute one. I love it. Anyway, all right. Don't forget, we are booking for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. It's going to be a phenomenal trip. go to my website and sign up, or, well, you don't sign up on the website, but it links you to how you can get more information and sign up. It's going to be a phenomenal trip. We're leaving the last week of June, going into 4th of July weekend in 2013. Rooms book up very quickly, but it's going to be a phenomenal trip. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a truck driver, and I love my truck drivers, apparently pulled a gun on a pregnant woman because he was enraged that she was smoking. Justin Palmer, 24 years old of Washington State, from what we understand, stopped his pickup truck. Oh, it was a pickup truck. And shouted at a smoker on a sidewalk, "What the heck are you doing? You're pregnant." Or who smokes when they're pregnant? She, of course, replies, "I do." And he, I guess, the conversation escalates. The woman has not been identified. And from what we understand, he allegedly points a gun at the woman. Now, he drove off, was stopped by police later. He acknowledged to the police that he confronted the woman, but he did not deny pulling a gun. Police said they found two semi-automatic 45 caliber guns in his center console. So now he was arrested for pointing a gun. Apparently, 13% of women admit to smoking during their last 3 months of pregnancy. I mean, I've been pregnant. It's stressful, but not to the point where you need to smoke. So I guess this trucker was pretty upset that he was very upset. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Looking at some highlights in medical news, apparently New York City is mandating parental consent for ritual circumcision after two children died from contracted herpes virus during an ultra-Orthodox form of ritual circumcision. New York City Board of Health is requiring parents to sign a consent warning them from the danger. According to ABC News, the board's vote Thursday centers on a controversial part of the Jewish ritual where the moil, practitioner who does these Orthodox circumcisions actually puts his mouth on the infant's penis to suck the blood and cleanse the wound. Now, I've been to multiple brises. I've never seen that happen. Again, I've never been to an ultra-Orthodox, but usually we do use some sort of gauze when you do that. And unfortunately, what had happened is the one particular moil had herpes virus in his mouth, therefore gave it to the kids, got into their bloodstream, and killed them, from what we understand. Now, 70% of the population, I think more, has type 1 herpes. Type 1 herpes is the one that is in the mouth, causes cold sores, sometimes gum issues, sometimes certain canker sores. Neonatal herpes infections can be deadly. You just don't do oral suction. I apologize for not knowing what, I've never seen, this done, with a bris. I've gone to multiple brises, but apparently in some ultra-Orthodox, that is a technique that they use. But I could just assure you with all brises, no, they don't. Also in medical news, Yosemite informs another 230,000 visitors of the hantavirus outbreak. Apparently, officials at Yosemite National Park have told another 230,000 people who visited the park to watch for signs and symptoms of hantavirus. They have received an email letter for those who stayed in the park. They don't want to fear cause the spread of fear, but I believe we've had three people now that died. Are we up to three people who have died from hantavirus? Many, from what we understand, those people stayed at the Curry Village in the High Sierra Loop. What we understand, there's already been eight cases, but three have been fatal, linked to the tent cabins in that area. So the newsletter tells recipients that your overnight visit to Yosemite did not include a stay in lodging where the known hantavirus infections might have occurred, but we want to increase public awareness. Okay, so I don't want to panic everybody. Hantavirus can take up to 6 weeks to surface with their symptoms, and you kind of pick it up in rodent droppings, deer droppings, saliva. I mean, not as much deer, but if rodents play around with the deer droppings, you can get it from there. And of course, these rodents have been known to be pretty rampant in that part of the country. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. A Texas woman is going to be the first U.S. recipient of a double arm transplant. USA Health Day reports she had all her limbs amputated a couple years ago when she contracted a severe infection. She is going to be the first U.S. patient to receive a double arm transplant. She's 43 years old. Katie Hayes from Kingwood, Texas, contracted a strep A infection, not even staph, a strep A infection days after giving birth to her child in 2010. She went into a coma. Doctors had to end up amputating her arms. Now doctors at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston plan to operate on Hayes in this double arm transplant using donated arms to a spot where the elbows used to be. They say the bones of the arms will be attached using metal plates and screws, and then the muscles, tendons, arteries, veins, and major nerves will be connected. This is fascinating that they could do this. Apparently, Dr. Simon Talbot, who I believe is going to be the overseeing surgeon, says she will require 6 months of rehab, and she may not get full feeling in her hands. But from what we understand right now, they are going to give this a go, and it is phenomenal on what they could do. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Now, they're saying people who have highly demanding jobs, we've talked about this many times. Another study came out. You are 23% more likely to have a heart attack. Whew. 23% more likely if you have a highly demanding job. Well, I think any of us that are lucky enough to have a job would say it's pretty demanding, since many of our colleagues and coworkers have been fired or laid off or have closed their businesses up. They say lighting up a cigarette still is more damaging for your heart health. But they looked at 200,000 people from seven European countries. Fox News reporting found that 3.4% of heart attacks could be attributed to job strain. The study is published in the Lancet Medical Journal. They analyzed job strain in employees who had no previous coronary heart disease. Well, of course, remember we had that study coming out saying shut your email off? If you shut your email off, you'll live longer, because many of us, we take work home. Here's the key. You need to have your downtime. You need to have your breaks. Unfortunately, like my lunch, I work through lunch. I do the show right to the race to the office and start seeing patients. Prior to that, I would just work straight through lunch. I don't take a lunch hour. I don't take a lunch half hour. I don't take a lunch 3 minutes. Not the best thing to do. You need to have that, and it has to be non-work related. You can't sit there on your lunch doing work. Your body needs that break. Many of us have experienced burnout. We understand. Now, the big argument that many of us tell ourselves is if I take a vacation or I take a break, then the work piles up and I'm more stressed. That's baloney. You're going to get the work done. You know you're going to get the work done. Now, you know, being a physician, I agree with you on that premise in terms of I feel that same way. If I ever go away, like whether it's the Dr. Dolly cruise or whatever, and I come back, it's a lot of work. I mean, until the point where you're like, I'm caught up from being gone. But that break that you get, as long as you're taking that break, is so refreshing, rejuvenating, and it's healthy. So you need to do that. Now, I know some of you, when you go on vacation, you drink like crazy. Yes, I know you're winding down, but the alcohol load doesn't protect the heart. Keep that in mind. All right. So anyway, Peter Weisberg, medical director of the British Heart Foundation, says the findings confirm that being under stress at work and being unable to change the situation could increase risk of heart disease. Though stresses at work may be unavoidable, he says, how you deal with the pressures is important. Of course, don't light up a cigarette. Eat a balanced diet, they say, regular exercise, quit smoking, and of course, listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. You could always wind down listening to our show. Why not? It's fun. All right, guys, so I got to go give Don a break so he isn't at risk for heart disease. Join us tomorrow. We're live tomorrow, noon Central, 10 a.m. Pacific. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. You all take care and God bless.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.